This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it is going to be a good day. I promise, Jay, it'll be a good day. It's May 15th. Ides of May are upon us. We're out of Mercury being in retrograde, kind of a stiff one this time around.
It really affected a lot of people.
Yeah, it did.
It was a tough one this time around. The leadership of this program and coming up with new ideas, I'm always proud. Maybe it's just the way I think, and so I like it when other people want to expand their minds. That's why Jay is here, because she is a good thinker. She expresses her thoughts, and that's all I can ask of anybody, whether it's a part of the program or you listening, you want to share with us at 855-999-DOUG. Help yourself to that. Or our social media, Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter is at Good Day On Air. Our daily overview, what's going on. You can hear the whole program at gooddayshow.com. And then the ancillary things like our health podcasts or downloads, you get those. And they're free, the same as you get anything else that you listen to as a podcast. So help yourself to that. I was thinking about leadership, actually, over the weekend, having a lot of people come to my farm and how I have good people, like I do on the radio, finding good people, keeping good people, liking to be around good people. There are always little bits and pieces there. I have disagreements sometimes with the lady that runs the store. And I have disagreements with some of the people. I have a woodlot down on the farm, and the fellow who runs the woodlot is a very hard worker. He's also very stubborn. And so he likes to interpret what our deal is according to what's good for him, which is okay. You just have to figure out if you value the people who are there, and I do. I have lots of different things going on the farm, which is what, in my mind, this is what real farming is all about. And understanding, you perhaps heard us talking about the problems with the climate change and the food supply and what people actually, the impractical thinkers who are in charge of lots of things, are they're failing miserably at understanding what makes the world go round. Food is what makes us all able to think, able to live, able to do what we're supposed to do, and do well at it. If you are eating mediocre food, your body is going to be mediocre, and your life is going to be mediocre. Whether you realize it or you don't, it may take some bodies longer than others to catch up to that reality, but still, that is a reality.
Well, what's that saying? You are what you eat. And
exactly
we've had
right.
a discussion before where in our country, there are aisles upon aisles of vitamins and additional nutrients because that's not the norm in our foods. We're not eating
right.
enough whole foods that yep. we could actually just get those vitamins and nutrients alone. Now we have to get additional supplements where a lot of other countries, it's just a different lifestyle where
yep.
there are more farm to food, was a farm to table situation. You
table,
are getting
yep.
more nutrients in your mm-hmm. foods, or mm-hmm. they are getting more in their foods, that you don't have these aisle upon aisles. You don't have whole stores dedicated to supplements.
Yep. Well, that's our lifestyle. Is it because we have too much, or is it because we don't have enough? Maybe that's it. Talking about the European Union, I noticed that they had Turkish elections over the weekend, and most Americans, or many Americans, recognize the name of Erdogan, who is the has been the president. But there, like pretty much everywhere else, there's so much dissent and so much focus on what they have, what they want, what they don't have. This guy couldn't get a majority of the vote, so they have to have a runoff. So it's not just here that this madness goes on. It's all over the world. And when you listen to or you think, I'd point you to the last half hour listening to our program about the food problem and how the European Union wants to address climate issues and population control. It's startling, huh? Actually, what it is that some people are thinking about. So there's a lot of focus. Unfortunately, over here, we don't spend a lot of time talking about the real issues because we get into these discussions of personalities. If I see one more story about whether it'll be a Trump-Biden rematch, I think I'm going to throw something at whatever it is that I see with that. At this point, it is such baloney. That's not what the world is about. What the world is about is what we were just talking about. What's the future of food? And these guys, neither one of them, have done anything to put their ideas into play, at least well.
These are not our best options. Come on.
No.
Don't make us choose between these two.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, around the country, a lot of people under a heat advisory, especially up in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know if you have watched this. If you're listening to us up there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Temperatures today will be 20 degrees above normal in Oregon and Washington State, among other areas of the country. But you see that map. I was watching it last night, watching the weather and the map, the jet stream, and where all of the heat is and the dryness and that kind of stuff. There was a big cyclone over in the Asian Pacific Rim over the weekend. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people are dead. So what's causing all of this? Maybe your question. You've heard us, the discussion about La Nina versus El Nino and what happens depending on what the year is all about. The hot earth and where it's coming from. Well, El Nino is on its way this year, and so that'll promise warmer sea temperatures, and there'll be probably some new weather extremes to talk about it. La Nina, the pattern in the equatorial, this is around the equator in the Pacific, that's where the temperature rises, and that's what causes the weather to move from the Pacific across in an easterly direction. And that's what affects our weather. And then it goes across the Atlantic into Europe. It does happen to be that in La Nina years, Atlantic hurricanes are usually worse. Western droughts.
Yeah, that's what the cooler air comes to sea surface temperatures.
Last year was the warmest year in the past 8 years. And that was because of, the influence of El Nino and La Nina. So La Nina is associated with more hurricanes. I'm looking at how other weather will be affected this year by the warmer waters, and that's why the jet stream is doing what it is, and that's why it's as hot as it is in the northwestern part of our country. The U.S. Gulf Coast and the southeast will be wetter, according to forecasters familiar with El Nino. La Nina was here through the winter. That's why we had a mild winter. But that went away in March. And that's when things changed out in the Pacific. And that's why we've got the La Nina usually puts a brake on global temperature increases. So if you've got La Nina, it's cooler, generally speaking. And if you have El Nino, it's warmer. What does that mean? The averages. The average is the average. And whether this is significant, I guess the basic rule of thumb here, Jay, is El Nino patterns occur more often. La Nina usually lasts longer, sometimes for a couple of years. Most of the time, the patterns play out over a 9-month to 12-month period. And so if you're going to look back over the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, because that's how long some of these patterns last, there is not a real schedule. It just happens that it happens. That's about it. You know, like 1 year it's El Nino and the next year it's La Nina. No. Meteorologists trying to figure out this sort of thing, and they've given up. They just know, okay, I'm looking at this, and that's what's going to, we're going to have more hot and more heat, and more volatile conditions. And so we have the conditions will calm down, apparently, in Asia and that part of the world and down in the southern hemisphere. But as far as the northern hemisphere, look out. I think that's kind of the message here. All right, so there's the weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. North Carolina's governor has vetoed a 12 to 15 week abortion ban. So this guy, I think, is a Democrat. The Republicans are trying to override it. So why? I know I get there was a whole thing. One of the Law and Order episodes this past week was dealing with this, and the story was about somebody coming from Ohio to New York to get an abortion because she was 13 years old, and some guy chased her, some minister and a lawmaker tried to say that Ohio law took precedence in New York, and we're going to take this young woman back to save the baby. And, you know, it gets into these whole things about why the Republicans, are all Republicans thinking the same? Are all Democrats thinking the same? That's what the left-leaning newspapers would have you believe,
yeah,
but no.
Everybody has to be forced into a box, which is not accurate. I think what's the narrative? That all Democrats are pro-choice and all Republicans are pro-life, and that's not the case. There are Democrats who are pro-life, and there are Republicans who are pro-choice.
It's exasperating, isn't it, to go through all of this stuff with the big stories every day. Let me tell you a good story about how you can make your body healthier and friendlier to different kinds of food. It's Balance 7. The reference to Balance 7 starting to build up acid in your body, are you? You can feel it, indigestion, your food doesn't digest well, you don't feel good, and your body doesn't work well. So you need to balance it out. And that's what Balance 7 is all about, so that heartburn will no longer be a problem for you. So that mental clarity, you won't be foggy. And that's what happens when you don't have the right food, frankly, or your body isn't balanced. So try Balance 7 now. Get $15 off your order, free bottle of My Smooth Skin, and free shipping as well. All of this with a money-back guarantee by dialing 800-793-9039. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, 800-793-9039. Get healthy, feel better. There are a lot of people who, there's a reason when I'm doing an ad for you to take action. What I'm suggesting to you is that you approach this in an eager fashion. Call 800-793-9039 and feel good again.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day, and in just weeks, get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So, you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text MORE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text MORE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text MORE to 200-300. Text MORE to 200-300.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The hour now from the O department. Here's social media trending stories. A couple of things about Kelly Clarkson that need a response, because apparently there are those who working on the show are treating others not well, and she's not responsible. Well, she kind of is responsible because it's her show, but she's trying to root out the problem, if I am reading between the lines here, Jay. She says she loves her team. And she says if anybody's feeling unheard or disrespected, that's unacceptable. But how, this sort of smells a little bit like what was going on with Ellen to me, frankly. Yes, am I on the right page?
In a way. I don't know. I feel like Ellen was called out, though, too, where a lot of people have been very adamant that Kelly herself was not the problem. Nobody felt like she was attacking anybody. It was other people. And I think that when you have a... like Kelly Clarkson on a TV show like this, and you are the host, one of the higher ups, I think you are in turns, I don't want to say protected, but people don't tell you everything that's going on.
Yeah. Well, maybe, I guess she's realized that she needs to know what's going on. She's got a lot of things going on in her life, and maybe she gives off some of this stuff. I guess it depends on how big the production company is. You're right, how significant the program is. Here, I have to know, and I want to know everything that's going on, with the limit of, what I can control and what I can do to help people make it a better work environment. But I don't know everything that's going on down at the USA Network in Dallas. I don't want to know other than how it affects the production of the program, frankly. And so I think in this circumstance, you wonder, is she on American Idol or The Voice? Which one is she on?
The Voice. She came from, she was the OG American Idol, the very first season.
Winner, right,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she's coaching on The Voice. And with Kelly Clarkson, she's even going to put herself, she's going to go through this herself, but she's going to put her entire team, all of the staff, and the managers through training so that people know how to really act better, I guess.
I said, you think that you know that, right? I'd think people would know how to act better, but it isn't instinctive, apparently. All right, coming up in a moment, a discussion of where Demi Lovato is in the world of whatever her current diagnosis is. We'll talk about that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Go on and try to stand me down.
This is Demi Lovato. It's amazing to me, Jay, how influential some of these performers are and how interested people are in their lives, their careers, their private life. I'm going back for a moment to Taylor Swift, about whom we spoke earlier, talking about the fan. You can see some of that footage, and people as intrigued as they are with, oh, what, Taylor Swift, what's going on? So do they have the same feeling about Demi Lovato? She's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, now, absolutely. She was the Disney Channel. She came out in front of the Disney Channel and then still acting and singing. And she has had a tough life and going into rehab, even relapsing, almost dying. But she is discussing her bipolar diagnosis, which she revealed in 2011, but saying that she's so happy she had it, it felt like a relief because now she had answers for why she'd been feeling the way she had been feeling for so long.
Yeah. Well, it's good for people to read these sorts of things and then be able to relate. I think that's why it's good. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended last Thursday. Mayorkas says the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. He noted that the Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week, and Mayorkas did caution it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, seeking hundreds more missiles and attack drones in an effort to help his war effort against invading Russia. The UK government confirmed Zelensky's arrival and said he will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the Prime Minister's country retreat outside London. It's Zelensky's second trip to the UK since February of 2022, when the war began. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Unmistakable sound of their music. 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, talking about things that matter and what they mean. Hopefully, we have. I'm not looking for consensus here. Just ideas banging in my head against the wall sometimes. It's part of. Listen. It's part of the hazard of this doing this. I guess Jay Kirshner is with me happily, talking about what's going on. We were mentioning the 12-week abortion ban in North Carolina. And during our off-air conversation, Jay related to me a story that I think needs to be aired for those of you who have not heard about this fellow whose girlfriend went to another state for an abortion. Mm-hmm. He's, what, in Texas, right? Is this Texas?
Yeah, this happened around Dallas area. And his girlfriend went to Colorado, had an abortion, came back. He did not want her to have an abortion, and he ended up killing her. There was this dispute in a parking lot. He had her in a chokehold. Nearby video surveillance caught the situation. She was able to get out and kind of brushed him off, and then he pulled out a gun and shot her, and she died on the scene.
Nuts. These people are nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. See, he's mentally unstable. He shouldn't have had a gun. Period. Mental instability like that, shouldn't have a gun. There should be a test every year or every 5 years, like you get an automobile every, what do we have, a test every 5 years?
There's not even a test every so often.
No, but there ought to be.
You have to renew your license for driving, but yeah, there should be a test. You should have to take a written test every, periodically, and then the actual in-car driving test, too.
If you have a license to carry a firearm, it ought to be on your driver's license. The way your eyes, for example, if you're supposed to wear glasses, there's a notation. If you have a CDL license or something else, if you're a blood donor or you're a kidney,
an organ donor,
that's on your license. So if you got a gun, that should be on your license, and you ought to have. I'm not. What, if you're a responsible gun owner,
road rage incidents, you shouldn't have one in the car with you.
No, but the other side of it is, if you're responsible, you should be proud to have that license and show. Here, look, I have a license to carry a gun or to own a gun. Now, that's something that is part of, I think this is a reality check here. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
And also in terms of violence and crime and killing people, I think that a lot of times there is a deeper conversation that gets missed because we are so focused on the murder weapon, whether it is a gun, whether it is a vehicle, whether it was a homemade bomb, whether it was a knife. And not necessarily the more of the back end of why did this happen. And not just the murder weapon.
Yep. Okay. So we've solved that problem. Thank you. Shall we move on?
Yes, please.
Let's solve another problem, and that is what's going on in our country in terms of, I was looking at the list from last week from the talkers' charts, and of the things that were on, number one was the migrant problem, number two was Trump, number three is the debt. I think those stick around. I think the war will still be on, and artificial intelligence, and I had a couple of artificial intelligence thoughts that I was gonna lay on everybody, but I think I'm not going to now because there are a couple of other things that are perhaps more important in the immediacy of the day. There is this asylum thing going on, and what to do. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, all over the Sunday TV news programs, defending the border policies of the Biden administration. You know, they're almost indefensible, but at least they're now doing something. It's only 2.5 years since they became the leaders of the band here. But the surge of migration and the problems it's created for the border, it's like they got a deaf ear or they're tone deaf. Okay, so that's Texas and New Mexico and Arizona. They didn't vote for me. Well, what about California? They did vote for you. What are you doing about all the migrants coming across to Tijuana or that section of land? They're not doing anything because they're inept. Now, that doesn't solve the problem. The secretary, the Homeland Security Secretary, said that the Border Patrol has seen a 50% drop in the number of people who are being encountered on a daily basis because of the installation of this Title 42 thing that ended last week. And so I've always been confused. That was something that Trump put in to keep the situation in control, right? I mean, if you're looking for one thing that Trump did right, this is the way he handled the border situation. Now, you may disagree with that, because you want to have everybody come over here and have a good old time, or you want to help other people. I get that we ought to help other people, no question about that. But how we help them? What's the circumstances? And so, anyway, you started to say, Jay.
Oh, no, and just not only that, but there have been a lot of photos and videos and articles floating around online and social media and in the media about different companies, different farms, people who were undocumented residents coming in, who illegal immigrants, and they did not have nefarious motives. Nobody other than being here undocumented, there were no other crimes being committed, working, and then they are pulled from the jobs, and now a lot of some of the companies who were employing these people, they're shuttered, pretty much.
It's
hindering some communities who kind of didn't have enough people to do those certain jobs.
Well, let's talk about New York for a minute.
The old Roosevelt Hotel. One.
I love the Roosevelt Hotel. I've stayed there any number of times down in Midtown. They have closed. They were two or three years ago. They just it didn't fit in the environment, and they didn't want to rebuild it or redo it for whatever the reason. So apparently now it's open again and accommodating the influx of asylum seekers who are going into New York City. The mayor there announcing the city will use the Roosevelt to provide for 1,000 migrants who will arrive in the coming weeks, because they're, as they come across the border, they're going to go here, there, and everywhere. So these rules that came from the Title 42 situation, that was basically because of the pandemic, right? We shut down things on the border because we didn't want people coming in who might have the COVID bacteria, the COVID, not bacteria, the virus.
Virus, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. So anyway, I wonder what people think about this. There's a legal mandate on the books that requires the city of New York to provide shelter for anybody who needs it, which is, I mean, think about that for a second. If there are 65,000 homeless people in New York, like the 75,000 in Los Angeles, so where are they? How come they aren't? If there's a law that requires them to be housed, how come thousands of them are on the street?
I think some people don't want to be housed, though.
I think there's something to be said for that. Mm. Right, exactly.
But have you seen this where there's a lot of these hotels are making money off of this? They are getting, they're
all their empty rooms.
The asylum seekers. Yeah, well, not all of them are empty. Some of them, there is this one couple who are supposed to be getting married in June. They grew up in New York, so that's where they're getting married. They're now living in Florida, so they have to travel. They booked up like 30 rooms for their guests that are traveling from all across the country. And when they read an article about a lot of hotels are going to be turning over rooms, they called their hotel and found out that all of their reservations were canceled. Only one of their guests actually was informed of their canceled reservation. Nobody else was informed. The groom and the bride, no idea that any of this was happening until they took it upon themselves to call and find out. Mm-hmm. Just completely kicked out. And when they brought up, well, we have a contract and everything, the hotel told them to call the management company who oversees everything. So they call the management company, and then they basically just said, well, there's nothing we can do for you, and hung up on them.
Unbelievable. Management, leadership. All right, let's go to Kenya, shall we? This guy told his followers to starve in order to meet Jesus, so 200 people did it. I guess there are a bunch of people who are missing. They're probably all dead, too. Followers of the pastor who basically is in Kenya. His name is Paul McKenzie. He has ordered congregants to starve themselves so they can meet Jesus. Unbelievable. The number of people who are led astray by the promise of the afterlife and Jesus and things. These maniacal monsters, and that's what McKenzie is. Remember Jim Jones, that whole, you're probably on old.
Yeah, and Jonestown, that's where the whole drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, came from.
Phrase
right.
Came from, yes.
Well, here's this guy doing the same thing. There are a lot of cults in Kenya, actually. They're a very religious group, and so the leaders there come in with all kinds of kookamamy teachings, and they get away with murder, literally and figuratively. But the question isn't about that so much as why do people follow this sort of, why do they watch all of these?
The sense of belonging.
Is that what it is?
A lot of people that fall into
Holstein.
These cult-like things are because they didn't have anybody around them or they felt misunderstood. And these people that end up in cults are basically gaslit from the beginning, where it does seem like these people are genuine friends and everything is fine. And then they pretty much rip them away from their families and any sense of self. And then they bait and switch.
Uh-huh. For what gain, though? That's the thing. For what gain? Where do they get money out of
power,
it?
Probably. Power, probably. Well, yeah, some of them probably are sending people out to bring in money. Others are just this
knock
huge
on doors.
Sense of ego and narcissism.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's no ego involved in this teenager. He uses a slingshot to save his sister from a kidnapper. 8-year-old girl was out hunting mushrooms, and this guy appeared out from the woods. This is Alpena Township in Michigan. Suspect came through the woods, came onto their property, came up behind her, grabbed her, and this is kind of like a movie scene, right? He's picking her up to carry her who knows where. So
yeah,
the girl broke free.
Yeah, well, the suspect is a 17-year-old, too.
Yeah. So the 13-year-old brother, seeing what's going on, shoots the assailant in the head with a slingshot.
Uh-huh.
He grabbed a rock.
Hits his head, hits his chest.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely good.
He saved his sister's life, no doubt.
There's a shootout in downtown Louisville over the weekend. One person is dead and four are wounded, and I don't want to talk any more about it. Do I need to?
What no.
There's nothing there to talk about. Okay, so let's talk about you and your health and well-being on the bright side, if you will. This is the news from Calitrin. Going back for 27 years, the number one way in this country to lose weight and keep it off, the natural way. You want to find out how it works? Go to their website, toploss.com, and when you're there and you decide to buy something, use the Doug code and you'll be well taken care of. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text MORE to 200-300 and you could save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text MORE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text MORE to 200-300. Text MORE to 200-300.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What do you think? Yes?
You could so do the vocals for any film score.
I don't think there's been there's no lyric line to the theme from Star Wars.
No, but you can get the do-do-do-do-do's.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So as soon as we find Chucker, who seems to have disappeared from the planet, he was there and then he was gone. He's like magic, right? Chucker is a magician. He's here and then he's gone. I thought it was interesting to see what's going on with Meg Ryan, Jay. This is Movie Moments, by the way, on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug and Chucker when we find him. So Ryan is going to do a romantic comedy with David Duchovny. The movie is called What Happens Later. So she's been gone for about 7 or 8 years, right? She had her face fixed and it looks awful. I wonder if they fix it again so that it doesn't look so that she's not unrecognizable. This rom-com is something she wrote, and apparently she's directing it as well, Jay.
That's exciting. I have seen a little bit about this where it is supposed to be more of an evolved while still nostalgic sense.
Yeah.
The romantic comedy thing. Mm-hmm. So this should be fun. I've always liked Meg Ryan. I like a lot of the stuff she does. There's this one movie called The Women.
Yeah.
That I think is just fantastic. She is great.
I thought the two that she did with Tom Hanks were basically the same movie times.
Oh,
two, Sleepless
yeah,
in
you've
Seattle.
Got Mail and Sleepless
you've got
in Seattle.
Mail.
Those
but the best
great.
One of them all, the best one was When Harry Met Sally.
That oh, one. Iconic. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Really fabuloso. Anyway, so She's got this new movie following a pair of ex-lovers who unexpectedly reunite for the first time in decades after a snowstorm leaves them both stuck in an airport. That's an interesting idea, right? Ryan's character...
It sounds like a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Yeah, it does.
Hallmark Christmas movie,
yeah, right.
I should say.
Yeah,
Hallmark Christmas
right.
movie.
Yep. She's an independent spirit, so she describes herself. And Duchovny is someone who was married to somebody else, got separated, and trying to reassess his life. He's got problems with his wife and his daughter. He wants to go home. But anyway, they get stuck at the airport, so they find themselves drawn together. So what do you suppose would happen in real life if that were... Is this a synopsis for reality? One would wonder.
Some things can happen. I think it just has to be the two right people with the right chemistry at the right time of their lives. And because a lot of times what... That trope of romantic comedies and stuff, and then if something happens in real life, like a guy serenades a girl and she's like, total creeper, you are a creeper. Or the meet cute where in the film where a girl might, I don't know, whatever, and then in real life the guy's like, okay, this chick is a clinger.
Mm-hmm. All right, looks like, speaking of what's at the box office, looks like Guardians of the Galaxy won again, not only here in America for the second weekend, but for those of you who care, I don't, but I saw this headline, China box office, Guardians wins. So why do we care?
A lot of people like the comic book movies, especially the Marvel versus DC debates, but I think that Ant-Man, the most recent Ant-Man, was such a disappointment for a lot of people. It still did great at the box office, but the storyline itself, I think that a lot of people liked where the Guardians of the Galaxy went. It kind of, from what I have heard, I have yet to see it. I want to see it, but it seems like it went back to the first one, the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. The sequel, it was good, but not super great, and I think that the third one took it back to the OG.
All right, so let's see here. Guardians of the Galaxy was in first place. The Super Mario Brothers was in second place. Let's see here. The Book Club. That's a new movie. I want to see that with those... The ladies that were in the first book club.
Oh, that's the Sally Field one, right?
Yeah, right. That's, let's see, that's number three. Are You There, God? Is number four. It's one of the God movies that actually has sort of universal
the book.
Appeal.
Mm-hmm. Are You There, God? Right. It's Me, Margaret. Yeah, Rachel McAdams is in that. She's fantastic.
I like her a lot. Isn't she married to James Bond? Is that Rachel McAdams she's married to?
No, that's Rachel Weisz.
Oh, okay. All right, and Evil Dead, that's a Chucker favorite. That's number five. All right, so Love Again is number six. John Wick has fallen off to number eight. Okay, so that's the box office total scene. I'm sure when we find Chucker tomorrow, we'll probably get an update on that. Meanwhile, update yourself to have a good day from the Good Day folks. If you're leaving us now, 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.